With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of the Chelsea Podcast. I'm Chaz, and as ever, I have the mighty Mooch with me. How are you, Sunshine?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Oh, my God. What the bloody hell was that?
That's yes, my Aussie accent.
I speak to you. I come to you from bright and early, 10,000 miles away on the other side of the world. I'm in Australia with impeccable timing. I'm on holiday. I booked my holiday quite a long time ago, and I'm in Australia and will be missing the... seeing the Carabao Cup final at Wembley. But there we are. I mean, I'll see it. I just won't be there. I suppose we're all quite buoyed, aren't we, after that result on Saturday evening?
Yeah, it was a good... I mean, it was unexpected, I think. You know what I mean? I think we were all pleasantly surprised by the win.
Draw.
And... sorry. You're right.
That would have been really great.
But yeah, we were all predicting doom and gloom.
Yeah, we were.
But are we okay now? Are we good?
Oh, hang on. Let's not get ahead. Come on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm gonna bring in our guest. We're very fortunate to have with us. From the podcast, The Chelsea Echo, Louis Beneventi. Very happy to have you here, Louis. Thanks for coming on, mate.
Thank you for having me. I thought I was supposed to be doing it with yourself and Mooch, but there was some Indian bloke who tried to do an accent earlier. I wasn't sure what that was.
Yeah.
So it was Australian. Yeah. Sounded more like Indian or Swahili. I hadn't decided.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It was a perfect accent. And
yeah. Thanks to class, you know. Yeah, so what was your initial reaction to the game? I mean, what were you thinking beforehand, and what was your reaction? Was it a combination of my God, we've taken a point off City away, and bloody hell, we should have won? How did you see that one?
I mean, if you'd said to me in the week leading up to it, you're going to get a draw against Man City, you might win it, but you're probably not going to. I'd have gone, yeah, do you know what? I'll have that. Not a problem at all. Very, very happy. So I kind of maintained that mantra, even though we probably should have won it, which is a mad thing to say, by the way, because City and the Etihad, it's like a fortress up there. So, you know, I was pleasantly surprised. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I take each game as it comes, because you never know which team is going to turn up. So I'm kind of going, do you know what? That was a really good result. If we build on that, fantastic. If we don't,
no,
I'll try not to be seething. And I'm just glad that when I'm at the game at the weekend, it's going to be about a 200-yard walk, and then I'm in my flat and I don't need to worry about mingling with anybody. It's straight in the flat, go home, go to bed, end of.
Curtain shut.
Yeah, exactly.
Bottle open. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Did we think we were going to win it? Because it was the game was on a nice edge, and I felt we were riding our luck as were City, to be fair. But it's divided opinion, like the negativity of the changes and how we went a lot more defensive to sort of protect the lead. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, we were creating more chances when we didn't have Trevor on and took Jackson off. But you can't really. I don't know. You're doomed if you do and doomed if you don't. I'm not sure. I think it was the right decision. It's what I would have done. But it did definitely change the game, and we didn't really look like we were in it in the second half.
I mean, I think it was one where we maybe weren't in it as much, but I think just getting rid of those outlets when you're 1-0 up, I just don't think it's a good decision ever, whatever level of football you have. I think we had an opportunity there. If you kept Jackson up, if you kept Nkunku there, you know, Nkunku was linking up with Jackson really well. And, you know, since he's come back into fitness, that's what they've both shown they're capable of together. I do think that just sacrificing it and sitting on a 1-0 lead just wasn't the wisest move. I understand why he did it, but I think it was another example where I think this season Poch has shown that tactically sometimes he leaves a lot to be desired. You know, obviously, you know, it's not, this isn't me, you know, going after him at all. It's just a case of that's just how he is. But, you know, I do think we could have won that. We could have won that. I think if you look at the first half, just that alone, it's just been the story of the season. You know, if the centre forwards were anything like me when I have my dinner and they could finish, it'd be great. But the reality is they're not. So,
well, to carry on the metaphor, you know, they had their knife and fork in front of them, and it was like they didn't know how to use them. It was like they didn't have a pair of hands, didn't know how to pick up their grub. But I'm in between, really. I think you make a really good point, Louis. I think they should have, maybe at least one of the forward players could have been left on. Having said that, there was always going to be a time. It's not like they weren't having chances before that. And I think there was always going to be a time in the game where it was going to be backs to the wall. And I suppose Poch was looking at, you know, realising that more pressure was coming from City. And we were going to have to try to, you know, do that thing that we hate.
Batten down the hatches.
Exactly. Be that low block team and try and stop them that way. And in fairness, you know, we were very unlucky to give that goal away. Yes, they had some other chances as well. But yet again, I mean, I reckon if it hadn't hit Trevor, I think Petrovic would have saved that. I mean, the lads on the commentary, on the Chelsea commentary weren't so sure, but the Chelsea website commentary. But I mean, I thought he had that covered. And again, I thought we were unlucky. And again, Rodri scores a deflected goal against us.
I mean, it's you know, you can't predict what would have happened, but I do agree. I was a bit underwhelmed by Nkunku. I thought he had a pretty poor sort of impact, and I would have liked to seen him sort of stretch the team a bit, stretch City a bit more, but it just didn't really seem to happen for him. De Sarzi had a monster of a game and is really becoming a fan favourite, you know, from jumping into the crowd and to putting in a performance like that and keeping Haaland sort of pretty anonymous throughout the whole game. Are we a better defensive unit without Thiago Silva? Or is that sacrilege?
Yes, we are. sorry, Thiago. Yes, we are. It doesn't, again, it's much like I was saying to Poch, this doesn't discredit Thiago Silva at all. You know, he's 39, and I think we got more out of him than we anticipated. I mean, look, me and you, Mitch, when we were doing the Chelsea Echo years ago.
I remember
ago,
when we were umming and ahhing about, is it a good signing? And it was like,
exactly.
Who were we saying we should sign instead? Some youngster? Like something like that. We were like,
I was just in awe at the fact we had Thiago Silva. I think we were all looking at it going, 36, we'll get a year out of him, right, brilliant. 3 years later, and he's about to turn 40, and he's still pulling on the Chelsea shirt. I mean, you know, I think realistically, I mean, defensively, I think he's still great. I think he reads the game fantastically. I think he's got everything a good centre-half has, apart from pace. I think the game passes him by too much now, and I think even when we want to make those sharp passes, I mean, you look at how Levi Colwill and Disasi are getting the ball and distributing it very quickly. Thiago Silva, just he spends that extra millisecond or two, which really can change a game. Whereas these lads are kind of getting it, distributing it straight out to the wingers, faster, moving, you know, they're more mobile. And I think, to be honest, it is, as much as it's nuts that I'm saying this with such a young team, it is maybe time to start looking forward. I think, look, Levi Colwill this season has been shoehorned in at left back, all because of this worry about height. And I do think that, you know, there could have been maybe tactical changes that would allow him to play at centre back with Thiago Silva, maybe even with Disasi in a back three. But overall, look, I think with the system that Poch wants to play, he wants to play two centre backs. He wants to play a back four. Cool. If that's the case, then, you know, Thiago Silva unfortunately just doesn't get in the team for me. And I think Levi Colwill, there's a reason why Liverpool, United, so many big teams were sniffing around him in the summer. You know, we need to start building forward and, you know, having him come into that centre-back slot when he was, you know, guaranteed his future here at Chelsea by signing a six-year contract in the summer, then, you know, we need to do what's good for him and good for the club. And, you know, obviously with that, it does mean that Thiago Silva is going to be a casualty in that team, but we've looked better in every single game when he's not been on the pitch, unfortunately. Even, you know, Crystal Palace in the second half, we just look so much more resolute, so much more ready to pounce. And I think that's such an important thing to consider.
Well, that's something that we've said on here a few times. You know, let's even leave aside the defensive aspect of the game. We do seem to get terribly stuck in the mud coming out of defence, playing out of defence, playing forward when Thiago's in the team. A whole lot more, at least. You know, there's a lot more sideways passing. There's a, you know, he's coming from a background of playing in Europe where, you know, the patient build-up is everything. Maintaining possession, you know, waiting if necessary to get the perfect moment to make a forward pass. And I think quite often that's not playing to our strengths, and that's why we have got bogged down so much this season. But I mean, I'm as interested in Colwill, though, because I do think, you know, he's clearly a better centre-back than he is a left-back. I think he adds, you know, he's got tremendous potential. He did feel, I might have this wrong, but it felt to me like there was a little tweak, because he was definitely on Haaland. Haaland had the headed chance, the big headed chance in the first half, and then the cross from De Bruyne in the second half. And both times it was Colwill who was marking him and lost him. Was there a little tweak? And then I couldn't work it out whether Disasi went on him after that. And that's, again, that's not really a criticism of Colwill. You know, the big Norwegian meat shield, as he's known, is clearly, you know, he's a world-class striker. So obviously there's going to be moments where he gets lost. But yeah, that one's courtesy of Troy.
Norwegian meat.
That one's courtesy of Troy Hawk.
Troy Hawk.
Who I love. Yeah, he came up with that one. And but he's been, I mean, he's such a, I mean, quite apart from anything else, he is such a unit. And, you know,
he's,
and even
so ugly, though. Let's be honest. Yeah, he is fucking ugly. He looks like,
I don't know. His hair's pretty good, mate.
He come looks on, like,
is it, though? Is it?
Hot, mate.
He looks like he's a toothless predator. Do you know?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, so anyway, so my point being is that, you know, there was always going to be moments where he wasn't going to be completely shackled. But you're absolutely, you know, I think Louis's absolutely right. I think, you know, we look a better side. I wish we would play a three, or I wish we'd try it a little more.
Yeah, there was umming and ahhing, wasn't it, that we were gonna have our Conte moment and switch to that, but then it never materialised. But But it's something I would like to see. Maybe it would be something we expect. Because we've got a dearth of defenders. Do you know what I mean? We've got, I mean, half of them are injured. But if
a plethora, surely.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah, I mean, with Badiashile and Fofana, there's a lot of competition for that back two. Could it be a three?
I mean, maybe that's how it'll come when everyone is fit. You know, maybe that'll be something he can look at a bit more when he knows he's got so many options and the wing backs as well. You know, when he knows he's got a few more kind of bully working wing backs, which is a rarity.
Yeah. Who do you think is starting in our back four for the game on Sunday? Do you think it's the same? Do you think it's going to be tweaked? Do you think there's going to be an injury before Sunday?
Touch wood, there isn't. I mean, look, realistically, I think it'll be the same. It should be the same. I think it makes everyone's lives easier. And I think the most important thing there was they've been playing well. I think that the one thing I worry about is whoever's in front of Ben Chilwell. Because obviously he likes to go forward quite a lot. Yeah. And when he might get overlapped, much like he did in the game at Anfield, I'd like to make sure that whoever's on that left-hand side helps him out and doesn't, you know, have their T-Rex arms and just watch from a distance. not mentioning any names. But I think the back four, the team should be the same, minus that. I'd say I'd start Jackson on the left and I'd play Nkunku down the middle personally. But, you know, I think that, yeah.
Chilwell Sterling is something that that works for me if we're playing a team that isn't going to get a lot of the ball in forward positions. Obviously, that doesn't seem likely to be the case. Having said that, you know, I think we should... You know, Sterling's taken a lot of stick, not least on this program, podcast by various people.
He scored the goal on Saturday. He took it well.
He did take it well. And there was a little, my little WhatsApp group was giving it, he nearly mucked it up. No, he didn't. He came inside really nicely, took the ball past Walker and, you know, took Walker out of the game and finished it really nicely. But I do, you know, there is no, you clearly lose out defensively, don't you? You clearly lose out when you've got him in the side. It's just whether or not we feel that someone else on the left can do as an effective job and be as much of a threat. I mean, I was surprised by when we played Nikoschek's on the left, I was surprised by him. I'm not sure he's quite as effective at actually getting a cross in. But, you know, he did manage it clearly against Villa. But I'm yet to be entirely convinced. But I do, like you, Louis, I think Nkunku and Jackson is a combination I'd like to see more, getting more minutes, because when it had minutes pre-season, it looked fairly effective, admittedly, against, against pre-season Oppo.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that for us on the Chelsea, we consider Nicholas Jackson a bit like a Solomon Kalou reborn kind of figure.
Yeah.
He's kind of the way he is. He works hard. And the fact almost being on that wing, but playing as a centre forward almost, he seems to take people on more. He causes more issues.
Causes
I think
trouble,
whoever's playing right back for Liverpool, you know, that whether it be Trent, you know, oh, he might be back because we've had so many injuries. You know, Trent or Conor Bradley or Joe Gomez, he's going to cause problems for them. So, you know, I think that realistically, that I think that's probably going to be our safest option because it also gives us, I think, that cover because as much as Sterling took that goal well, the one thing that always leaves me wanting with Raheem Sterling is whether he'll turn up next week. You know, it's you never know what player you're going to get, and in a game like this, especially with the reverse fixture, and what could be, if we win it, a game which takes so much pressure off of the team, because there's going to be that European qualification place there. You know, whether or not it's a playoff or not, Chelsea will have an opportunity for Europe in one game, and that pressure is almost alleviated from the team straight away. So I'd rather go with something which I've seen work for the past three or four games in big fixtures and, you know, have players that turn up and I know they're going to be there. Look, Raheem Sterling, apart from that City game and the reverse City game, he's turned up against Blackburn Rovers, Luton, and that's it, really. I mean, the numbers are great that he's got. You know, people talk about his assists and his goals. Fantastic, but he's not offered much to the team for most of the season. And yeah, I just think that, you know, he's just too much of a liability. I don't think we can afford to have that.
I still think back to that Wolves game and the miss.
Oh, fucking hell.
You know, 3-on-1 or whatever it was, and just thinking, you know, look, we played pretty badly in that game. Not as badly as we played in the home fixture, but pretty badly in that game. And I did keep thinking to myself, you know, that would have made such a massive difference to that game. We go into halftime in the lead in that game, and that's a whole different kettle of fish. I think it was the lead, or maybe it had been an equaliser, I'm not sure. One thing I would say about Jackson, whether on the left or anywhere else, I mean, his involvement in the goal on, you know, and I malign him as much as anybody else does. You know, he is, you know, I wish he was a little bit better. I mean, I thought he was very unlucky with the chance that he got given quite early on. The ball, was it Gusto who crossed him, and the ball came ever, he looked like he was offside, but the ball came ever so slightly behind him. So he didn't really quite have time to sort his feet out. But his involvement in the goal, he does a little turn and knocks the ball to whoever made the pass up the line to him. Then obviously reverses round, gets that pass, plays a beautifully weighted pass into Raheem. Let's see that every week, Nico. Can we? You know, that's what we want, that level of sort of, just that sort of level of precision. And, you know, run at a few players. He's got pace. We know he's got pace to burn. So I just think, you know, you take Sterling out of the team. Yeah, I absolutely agree with what you're saying, Louis. Not, you know, the final product hasn't been good enough, but maybe you gain where you gain somewhere, you lose somewhere else is all. But yeah, it's interesting. Certainly I'd like to see Jackson and Nkunku play together.
Liverpool are having some injury issues. Klopp has come out moaning about it and talking about favourites and whatnot. What do you make of it all, Louis? Are you a fan of Klopp?
Mooch, you know what words I like to use quite regularly on and off air, and I don't know if I'm allowed to use them here. Every time it's like, I just want to, I think Jurgen Klopp's a very good coach, right? But he loves to victimise himself. He's like, oh, look at all of our injuries. It's like, most of those players are going to be back, one. If you look at the team without those players, so let's take most of them out, right? Salah's going to be back, right? They've said he's going to be back. So you look at that Liverpool team. It'd be Kelleher or Alisson in goal. It will be. If it's Kelleher, he's their cup keeper anyway, and he's pretty solid.
It is going to be him. And he's already said he would have played him anyway, so it will be him.
Exactly. Definitely. So you got Kelleher, you got Robertson, Van Dijk, Konate. Right back, everybody says, oh, it's going to be Conor Bradley or Joe Gomez, or it might even be Trent. If it's not Trent, they're still two very good options.
Yeah, Conor midfield, destroyed
it. Exactly. Endo, Gravenberch, and... if it's not Szoboszlai, it would be someone semi-decent. I've forgotten his name. But it's this. I went through it with Tom on the pod. And it was like, pretty good player. And the front three, Salah, then you've got Gakpo, and you've got Diaz. Oh, my God, what a shocking team. Behave. Like, I get they don't have the depth coming off the bench even with these injuries, but it's like, oh, we're not the favourites. Jurgen, you're top of the league.
Yes.
Shut your face. Behave yourself, son.
100%.
Like, and then, but then it's when, but the one thing that does my head in the most is the fact that Sky Sports, you know, TNT, whoever it is, oh, Liverpool have had a lot of problems. Sorry, have you seen our squad for the past 2 years?
Yeah.
Like, just wind your neck in and either do your history, do your homework. The fact that Match of the Day spent 5 minutes talking about Liverpool's injury problems and going, have you seen our squad this season? We're without our captain and our first choice right back. Gusto's been amazing filling in. Without a £17 million centre-back, without Carney Chukwuemeka, who's proven to be very important pre-season and at the beginning of the season, we haven't had Nkunku for most of the season, we haven't had Ben Chilwell for most of the season, we haven't got one of our goalkeepers, and everyone's going, oh, yeah, but Liverpool, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Just behave yourself. Wind your necks in. It just, honestly, I could keep going. Yeah. And I'm trying not to, because Mooch knows, I have very, very selective words when it comes to these situations, and I don't know if I'm allowed to use them, so I'm kind of there going, yeah, cool.
Listen,
I'm going to stop talking now.
I bow to no man in my hatred of Liverpool. I'm sorry, and you know, I grew up in the 70s, first started watching football in the 70s, and you know, having all these idiots at school and stuff who were Liverpool supporters, because obviously they were winning everything, and it's a bit, Klopp to me epitomises everything that's horrible about them. I mean, as you say, you can't deny that he's an excellent coach, but he's, you know, I think you get a measure of a man when you see how he is, how he behaves at times of adversity. And he's never gracious. He's bloody horrible to reporters who, you know, have the kind of the temerity to ask him a couple of difficult questions when they've lost, you know, all that shit when he first came and they were losing. And he, you know, a couple of times he said, oh, it's too windy for my players. What? And all that sort of nonsense. And he has this sort of, when they win, he does his big toothy grin and goes and does his little fish pumps, you know, but actually I think he's faker than his teeth. I'm very, you know,
so,
I'm a nice boy. I can't say those words, but
I'm not a nice boy. But I've got the look for that. I'm not allowed to use those words, so I shan't. Yes. But it's. I really hope if we do win, right?
When
and
we win.
Nico
when
Jackson, we win. Listen. You know me, Mooch. I'm a touchwood kind of guy. All right. Let's see what happens. But if we win, Nico Jackson and that thing, the things he did in that Spurs game, you know, the Ronaldo Sue celebration and everything he did. If he goes to the crowd and does a fist bump, I'll love him forever. I just want him to come to the crowd and go, way. Yeah. I love that. That's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you think about him, when he did the old, when he came on with his blanket coat flapping behind him and ran across the pitch at Crystal Palace and got involved. Got a book in, silly sod, of course. But yeah, I mean, he's those sort of things really do put someone up in your estimation, don't they?
Yeah. He's I'm really liking him. He's getting there.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll have to see. Just give us the fist bumps, Nico. That's all we want.
So Sunday, it's gonna just be constant. It's gonna just be non-stop Liverpool. It'll, like, do it for Klopp. Do you think we can ruin the party on Sunday?
Cup final, isn't it? It's a cup final. Anything can happen. And, you know, I'd like to think we can. I think the Liverpool side's stronger than us. Like you said, it's going to be all for Klopp. Everyone's going to be talking about how amazing it is for Jurgen Klopp. And, you know, he's in the cup final. It's his last hurrah. Like, isn't this so great? Yeah, I hope we can ruin it. If this was the Chelsea of 10 years ago, I'd back us to do it because we had that gnarly, gritty edge. However, I'm less confident in these lads purely because, you know, they're so young and I think we're too nice still. I just want whoever it is at centre forward, or if it is Nico Jackson, or, you know, just somebody in that game. It's disaster at a corner in the first 5-10 minutes. Just absolutely lay someone out. Just sort of just be there, sort of like, just be like, bang, like go into Virgil van Dijk, put him on his arse, and they're like, right, let's go, boys, we're here. That's what it needs to be. But, you know, I think it'll be, well, I think we might be a bit nice, but hopefully we can do something. I really, really hope we can.
If it weren't for the previous game against them, I would have fancied our chances because, you know, we did well on the opening game of the season. We've done well against teams who play similar. I just think, and I think, you know, we are in a run of form. We seem to know what went wrong in the previous fixture against Liverpool. I wasn't feeling confident until Louis, you just went, it's a cup final, and now I'm starting to believe a little bit more, and I've got that little burning, you know, in my belly. I think we can ruin this party. I'm happy for now.
I mean, I always wish I could be that kind of unhopeful. I wish I could go into these games going, you know, oh no, we are going to lose, and I'm ready for it. And I'm not saying that will happen, but I'm just saying I wish I had that kind of level of chill about playing teams who are, you know, are a level above us. But I don't. Every single game, you know, whether it's City or Liverpool or whatever, I go into those games going, yeah, we could have this. Come on, we could do this. And as you say, someone sticks a reducer on someone in the first 10 minutes. There's some whinging from the bench, a little bit of discontent, you know, all the scallies in the stands are starting going, ee. there might be something in us. There's a big wide open spaces at Wembley, that plays to our strengths. I think it might be one in midfield, you know, and you were talking about their midfield, and it is still a good midfield, but it isn't quite as strong as it should be. McAllister, I think he's the other one. He's a good player.
Well, yeah, there you go, McAllister. Yeah.
McAllister, yeah. Gravenberg.
Yeah.
and Endo, I think it will be. And that is a little bit, Salah will be back. They didn't play him on Wednesday night because of that, to save him for that. I think that's going to, you know, which of our midfields is going to turn up? Is it going to be the one that absolutely controlled the gang against Villa and, you know, made them look poor? Or is it going to be the one that did the first half against Palace and sort of didn't seem to have any, you know, it was like a completely different team overnight. So I think if our three can dominate their three, or at least get on an equal footing with their three, and we can keep it tight in the first half, you know, we could spoil the party. And we do.
what are your predictions? Louis, you can go with your head and your heart if they're one of the same.
My head says we aren't going to do it. My heart says 2-1, and it'll be like last minute Nico Jackson bicycle kick from 40 yards out.
We are surprisingly ruthless at penalties, which is... it is an advantage, and, you know, I think it's going to be tight. I think they're going to be bang up for it. You know, it's their first final of the season, and in Klopp's last season with them, they are top of the league. They're in good form. I think they're going to swarm us, and if we can sort of hold off and not sort of make any unforced errors in the first sort of 20 minutes, I think we've got a decent chance. And that's what I want to see us sort of just stay in the game and hopefully we can snatch it. So my head is going to be... I don't think we'll win. But my heart says we're going to snatch it and win on pens.
Well, I mean, the first goal, I think you're right, the first goal will make a big difference, won't it? And I think, you know, we said that last week about the City game, and that probably rang true. It probably came true. I mean, I think if Liverpool get it, it depends how much they then press on and try and go for more, or how much we open up and trying to get an equaliser. If we can get the first goal, I can see it. You know, the heart says if we get the first goal, we can go on and win it. And I think, you know, I think we could even win it 2-0. Liverpool come at us hard. We keep, you know, with massive Axel having another man of the match performance, we could keep him out, and then maybe we'd sneak another one towards the end. But so my head says that it's I'm afraid to say my head says it will be 2-0 Liverpool, but my head has often been wrong. So you know, like it was last week.
Mm.
So up the Chelsea, and if we didn't win this, can I just ask, if we didn't win, and assuming obviously that Liverpool are going to be in the Champions League, do we still get the European berth anyway?
I presume not. I don't think so. Also, I don't think we're going to go for it. I think we're going to accept a ban and just not bother with this fucking European Conference League anyway.
Oh, no, I want the Conference League. I want to be going to Minsk on a Thursday night. I can't wait. I was in Baku, £1 beers. Yes, please. Not saying no to that. Mm. I think what happens is, considering how well English teams are doing, despite United and Newcastle's best efforts, you know, if an English team wins the Champions League, Conference League, Europa League, if we get two out of those three, which is very likely, then there's an additional place. Mm. So I think, you know, Europe's on the table. It will possibly happen. And I'd back it to, but I'd rather just win this and kind of have that pressure alleviated.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I hope all the boys feel the same as well. We're in Europe anyway, even if they're, you know, come on Chelsea, let's have it.
Let's be having you.
Cool.
I think that's basically all we've got for today. Is that it? Can we talk about anything else?
I think that's all right. We've come to the end. We've done a little preview of the next game. It's a slightly truncated version this week, but it's difficult times, isn't it? I'm a long way away.
You are a long, long way away. Louis, you're going to the game on Sunday?
I am indeed. I am indeed. Got my ticket actually right. Where is it? It's there. Thank you for that. I had a small panic attack then. Oh my God. Yeah, no, it's right. I can see it. We're all good.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Hopefully we will be celebrating a win and doing one over the Scousers. I think that's it for this week. Chaz, do you want to do your sign off?
Yeah, if you're going to the game, have a brilliant time and always keep the blue flag flying high, and we'll speak to you again very soon.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.